here's a story from The World.
For Syria, one of the most diplomatically isolated countries on Earth, a major international recognition this week. The executive board of the World Health Organization granted the Syrian government a seat at the table. The decision shocked many Syrians living inside and out of the country. They say President Bashar al-Assad's government does not deserve this sort of legitimacy. The World's Shirin Jafari reports.
Health workers in the rebel-held city of Idlib in northern Syria held a quiet protest outside their hospital on Monday. Wearing their blue and green hospital gowns and face masks, they held placards in Arabic and English with one clear message: giving Syria a top position at the WHO is unacceptable.
I have participated in the demonstrations against the election of the Syrian regime in the executive board of WHO this week.
Dr. Salem Abdan is the head of Idlib's health directorate. He says there is a long list of crimes committed by the Syrian government that should prevent it from holding any position in any international body.
How can we trust WHO, which is one of its executive board, is the murderer who's killing my colleagues, my friends? This is not acceptable at all.
Abdan says the Syrian regime has killed hundreds of medical workers and bombed hospitals. And some of these crimes, he says, have been documented by the WHO itself. The WHO executive board is made up of 34 members. They hold three-year terms and set the agenda for the organization. In response to my request for comment, a WHO representative sent an email that said, in part, "Member states decide who sits on the board, and 22 countries voted for Syria."
I thought it was a joke, like it's an Onion article. Then when I confirmed the news, I felt really sad.
Dr. Zahir Sahloul is a Syrian-American critical care specialist. He lives in Chicago, but heads an NGO that supports medical workers in 11 different countries, including Syria.
You know, I worked in hospitals that were built underground in Aleppo and Idlib myself because it was bombed multiple times. I've seen the destruction of hospitals by barrel bombs. I've worked with doctors who build a hospital in a cave.
Yes, a hospital in a cave to protect it from airstrikes. All that, he says, at the hands of the same government now sitting on the board of the WHO. This recognition is a far cry from where Syria was just a few years ago. Governments around the world started to cut ties with the Assad government after it unleashed a violent crackdown against its own people. Iran, Russia, and China all helped Assad stay in power. But overall, his government has been isolated. Now Syrians like Suhail al-Ghazi worry that the world is starting to normalize relations with Assad. Ghazi is a researcher with the Tahrir Institute for Middle East Policy.
That would be a slap on the face for Syrian victims who have lost their loved one and have lost more than that throughout the last 10 years.
Ghazi says Syrian state media has been reporting that Cyprus, Greece, and Hungary are planning to reopen embassies in Damascus. The United Arab Emirates reopened its embassy 2 years ago. There is speculation that Saudi Arabia could be next. The U.S. has not resumed diplomatic ties, but the Trump administration did send a delegation to Syria to meet with officials about American hostages held there. Noor Hamadeh, a Syrian-American lawyer based in Chicago, says reintegrating the Syrian government would have serious consequences.
It sort of puts it in a position where it's here to stay, you know, and so what that means is that for Syrian survivors of human rights abuses perpetrated by the Syrian regime, it means that accountability is that much further away.
Hamadeh says there are no signs that Assad is going anywhere, but accountability should come before normalization. Some former Syrian officials are on trial in Germany, and that's a good first step, she says. But Hamadeh wants to see more.
Developing some sort of truth-finding commission will be really important. Another thing is reparations. And again, that's difficult while the regime is still in power. But I think for so many Syrians who have lost properties, who have lost family members, who have lost the ability to work as a result of their injuries from war crimes or torture, reparations will be a really important step for moving forward.
Yesterday, a representative of Syria's government took the floor at the WHO executive board meeting for the first time.
Syrian Arab Republic, you have the floor, please.
Shukran.
Here he is, speaking through an interpreter.
We wish to underscore the need for all member states to respect human rights in accordance with the UN Charter and in accordance with international law.
As he spoke, a framed picture of President Bashar al-Assad hung on the wall behind him. For the world, I'm Shirin Jafari.